Hey Joe, Jojo, Joseph, I usually don't be in other people's pockets, but where the fuck did you and Kaleidoscope just find $14 billion? Harassing people for student loan money, PPP money, medical bill money. Clearly y'all motherfucking got it. Y'all don't need a dime from us. We said send out the stimulators and y'all forgot which country we live in. If you need my address again, just say that, because I don't live over there. I'll be pulling money out of nowhere and giving it to everybody but us. Read the goddamn room. Want y'all to help people. Thank y'all for stepping in. That's a terrible situation, but so is y'all shit. This is a fucked up situation. Send the help.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy, boy Stacks, calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Want to call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, Be Easy on the editing. I'm out. Boy Stacks, fuck MJ Money 9S.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you sound bite taking, stealing my voice and putting it on your new episode, making me your inspiration to keep podding, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on them all. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call in, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. People, we are doing our 500 episode in like 2 to 3 weeks. So, we need you to call in to the voicemail. That number is 347-201-2572. Call into that voicemail. Leave us a quick voicemail. Say something about the 500 show, and we're going to play it on the 500 show. Please, you listen to the show, the least you could do is call in, leave a voicemail. You ain't got to say much. You can say what the fuck you want to say. You know this is the Frocast. Okay, and outside of that, we also have a Patreon we can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. Get shouted out on the show. All that good stuff. We ain't had no Patreons this week, but I know y'all saving, holding out for the 500.
Yep.
Y'all want to be on the 500. Oh, speaking of 500, we have a limited edition Nappy Afro shirt. It will be out. Time to show come out on Friday. It's out now. You go to the site for the 500 show. Go check it out. It's the limited edition 500 shirt. All right. Limited edition now. We're going to pull it. So, but you go ahead and get your 500 shirt. It's dope. Let me show Queen Germ the, see if I can show her the mock-up. I ain't seen the final, but I'm just going to show you what it looks like. It looks like that. You know, we got the 500 shirt. Oh, it ain't in the stores yet. Queen Germ went looking to go buy one already. Nah, you can't buy it yet.
Yeah, I need it.
It'll be out there on Friday. So go to the store, get your 500 shirt for the 500 show. Just represent. Limited edition. I keep saying that. Limited edition.
Option A. I'm gonna buy a couple of them and give them away on the 500 show.
Wow, Queen Germ Small Wild tricking on y'all. Wow, okay.
I ain't buying but three.
Three? Whew. Okay, Queen Germ, that's three shirts in. I might match you. Okay. One shirt to your three.
that don't match. That don't match. Clearly, the kids got the ones who got the math gene got it from me.
Yeah. Hey,
your matching and my matching.
Hey, 3-1. Quick math say matching is 3-1. You know what I'm saying?
That's a ratio.
Yeah. Okay. See, again, math was never, hey, I know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
That'll get you far.
That's real world math. Kids, if you listen to this, that's all you're going to use unless your ass an engineer or astrophysicist or a scientist or whatever. If you ain't doing none of them jobs, you don't need no motherfucking math. Don't let that teacher fool y'all. A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Because y'all motherfuckers ain't never fucking up them people's
draw. Hey, look. Hey, that's simple math. That's real world math. That
and
bullshit,
they don't have that.
That bullshit you learn about trigonometry, calculus, and all that shit.
That's
you're wasting your motherfucking
work,
time.
That's how your brain works. Hey, when you can't do those things with your brain.
I left
your
high school
brain does
in 96.
Not work 100%.
Ain't used now Pythagorean theorem.
Not
ain't used length times height equals weight. And ain't used
but
P equals.
You know, but look at you. You rattling them off, riddling them off just like
because
that.
They drill it in your fucking head.
That's right. And your brain works a whole lot better than these other people when they can't give you back correct change.
Then, hey,
you
but look,
process
again,
and analyze things. That's how you know your brain works.
They drill
these
shit.
Kids can't. Because
they don't have
think.
Time. But our teachers, we, like you said, remember we was talking about doing cursive? We did cursive for like 3 years. That's how the fuck we learned that shit. These kids don't have time to do that shit, so they running through the shit real fast. So they ain't got the repetition like we had. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 14, all that stupid shit we learned and all these little riddles and the remember shit. These kids ain't got that. They got Google, all right? So getting back to what I was doing, I don't know how we almost started the damn show. If option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Tag us in said story so we can shout you out like Ruler Myself, like Short T, like Dr. Abrasive, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Uncle Dolomite, Big Smash, WVN Commonplace, Life Unplugged. A whole lot of people showing us love, man. We appreciate that, man. Woo! Now, all the pandering is almost out the way. There is one more piece of pandering we have to do. And Queen Germ. Listen, some nights, you know what I'm saying, your girl roll over and she want to get it in on the middle of the night. You know, you ain't really feeling it, but you know, you got to put in a good effort. So you slide your clap cleats on, right? You slide them clap cleats on in the middle of the night because, you know, your feet be cold and stuff. And you go ahead and jump on her. And I promise you, you ain't going to slip or nothing until completion. And you'll be able to do all the things you want to do with them clap cleats on. Remember, when you clapping cheeks, you got to have those clap cleats, all right?
Yeah.
Clapcleats.com, use code NappyAfro, save some money on your order.
The dismount would be
hey.
Every time.
And they make them for, hey, look, they say they're coming out with some new stuff on clap cleats. They're coming out with, like, knee pads. Mm. Yes, they're coming out with all kinds of stuff for these clap cleats out there. So, yeah, so be on the lookout. Hey, I guess. They might be. They might have a gripper for your face. It might be next. The clap cleat people, they listening.
They show y'all ready.
Yes. You might, you know, some niggas want to be down there. She wants your whole damn head in it. You know what I'm saying? And so
you
got to have something that, you know, maybe they have a rest for your head or something. Your neck don't get tired. Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, maybe they could come up with it.
If so, but miles and miles.
But right now, you can get you some clap cleats.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Some socks with some grippers on them. Grippers when you gripping it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ripping it and all that good stuff. They're for the sex athletes. All right. Clapcleats.com. Use code NappyAfro. Save some money on your order. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was all right. You know, You always do a little something to piss me off.
Oh, wow.
It seems as if
that's like the running theme here.
Yeah, that's what you do.
People, if I didn't know no better, people would think that you are an unhappy wife and you're unhappy all the time and I just piss you off. Matter of fact, people, I take that back. I found out that I have been terrorizing Queen Germ at night.
You not just finding out, though.
Yes, I found out I was terrorizing you.
I didn't use those terms.
Yes, you did.
I said that you be purposely snoring.
Purposely snoring.
Yeah. It's okay. Like you find the most ridiculous time to start snoring. I could get up and go to the bathroom. The nigga ain't making no noise. Soon as I get back to the bed, 2 seconds later, you snoring like
you disturbed my sleep. I guess I was sleeping calmly when you got up, but then you get
what
in.
What you snoring about?
You must have moved or jumped in the bed.
What you snoring about?
I don't know. I'm asleep. I don't know what's going on.
That's why I think you faking it. I think you do.
Why would I fake that?
Because you're trying to keep me up.
Why would I want to keep you? If I'm sleeping, if you're sleeping, maybe you should be able not to get up in the middle of the night. You waking
because
yourself
I have
up.
To pee.
Who goes to the bathroom when they sleep? Who wakes up and has to pee?
People who don't want to pee the damn
nobody.
Bed.
I do not. Listen, I've never heard waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. That is some weird shit. People that do that, y'all are weirdos.
No, we're not.
Yes.
We are people who have to pee at night. Like, what the hell is you
wear
talking
a
about?
Diaper then.
Well, I'm not wearing a diaper.
I mean, they got these little devices now where you ain't even got to get out of bed. It drain the pee off of you at night.
That's called a catheter.
No, it's not a catheter. It's look cleaner than a catheter.
Shit. And I ain't doing that. I can pee and get back into bed. I try my best not to drink too much late, but sometimes I do.
Queen Germ, the bladder of a size of an onion. A little onion.
Probably not.
A green onion. A chive.
No.
The scallion. What does that lady say?
She should call herself trying to correct me.
He's like, no green onion. Oh, no chives.
No scallions.
No scallion or whatever she said.
She's like, people always want to try to correct somebody. Like, just do what the fuck. If you could correct me, that means you knew what the fuck I meant.
Well, as far as my week was all right. You know what I'm saying? Back to work. You know, between this show and last show, I was on vacation last week. Got back into work
spring
week.
Spring breaking it.
Yeah, spring breaking it. Didn't go nowhere. My goal of not wearing shoes for a whole week was complete. I don't think I wore shoes at all last week. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to stay home and do what the fuck I did. Sat here, watched TV, and had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Played a lot of video games. You know, partied a lot. Even sipped on a couple of drinks. You know what I'm saying? Got drunk like 2 nights in a row, and I don't see how y'all drinkers do it. I really don't. I ain't drink much, but a little bit gets me drunk. But being drunk is not cool.
You're lame.
Because when you lay down and that room get to spinning and all that shit.
The room don't get to spinning.
Shit. When I lay down, it just feel like. And I just be like.
You just hanging on the
seat. That's why I like sitting up until my drunkenness go all the way down.
Drink some water.
Because I can't lay down because it just feel like, gravity.
But you being dehydrated.
Your equilibrium is. No, dehydrated is a hangover. I know that much. But just the room spinning means you drinking too goddamn much. That's what that means.
Well, your blood alcohol level is high, and you can't handle it because you.
Cause don't nothing sober you up but time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Ain't no quick unless you get some IV shot through your bloodstream and all that.
Your who?
Your bloodstream, blood system. You know what I mean.
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Oh, okay. Well, you heard it.
See if you
But yeah, ain't no trick to that. But yeah, so my week pretty cool. Back to work. They started a no smoking policy at the job. So I'm sure some ass whoopers is going to be on the rise at the job. Because
you already stressed out. Day one of the no smoking came home with the bullshit.
I didn't come home with the bullshit. I was cool. I slipped off and smoked. I don't follow the rules. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hey, well, I did follow the rules. I wasn't on their property, but I slid off. And, you know, I got myself together because I was like, you just can't throw that on nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? And they did. But, you know, it's going to take some time to adjust. You know, I mean, I'll be okay. But I know some ass going to get whooped at the job in the next 2 weeks because it ain't out of everybody's system.
Some ass going to get whooped at the house, too. Yeah. Because if them people actually working in their job and can't leave the place or they don't really leave for lunch or some shit, either they're going to start leaving for lunch or they going to be angry by the time they get off work. So.
Yeah. Shout out to all these smoke-free places. No vaping, no nothing. No chewing tobacco, no nothing. They said no kind of nothing. I said, damn, what the fuck? Y'all, this is a college campus. Y'all do understand this, right?
The children gonna be smoking.
The children can't smoke either. No students, no
so
faculty.
What's the penalty?
First time is, I guess, I don't know. Somebody gonna find out. Somebody, not somebody? Me. I'm not that somebody. I'm okay. I said, this is helping me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? I can deal with that. It's like putting me on a pitch count. I can deal with that.
Okay.
But the lady that I work with, she about lost it today because she smoked cigarettes. And you know, them cigarette smokers, they on the schedule. Like, oh, it was time for my...
the one in the office?
Yeah. You know, the cigarette smokers be on like, oh, that's my 9 o'clock. Or my, they be... And so today, she was just in that motherfucker, just irritable as a motherfucker. I said, yeah, her ass left for lunch. I said, I know she probably smoked by 8-6. She put all her mouth in one time. You know what I'm saying? Probably. Because I was like, this mother.
Looking like the cartoon
character. Yeah, because she was like, I was like, you know, you're heading around back or something. She's like, nah, because he know if I go outside, I'm smoking. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, and you smoke cigarettes. Them shit strong as fuck. Motherfucker know your ass smoking. But, oh, well. So, y'all pray for King Germ. You know, it's like.
Mm-hmm. And him and his smoking coworkers.
Yeah, me and all the smokers at work. I mean, I feel bad for the cigarette smokers. And them the ones I feel bad for. Us cigar smokers, we all right. Because we ain't all frequent like y'all motherfuckers. Not y'all, but the cigarette smokers. You know what I'm saying? They like every 30, 45 minutes, them motherfuckers be lighting them bitches up.
I tried to smoke cigarettes one time.
That shit, man. I mean, I got hooked as a kid because, you know, they told us that lie. Hey, man, after you smoke a blunt, smoke a cigarette, it get you higher. It boosts your high up. Oh, word? Cool. And then, you know, I was like, that didn't really do it for me. But when I started working overnight, I was about to fall asleep one night. Man, it's a humming, hit the cigarette, wake you up. So I figured, like, every night, I got to have me a cigarette to keep me up because I'm working overnight. So it started bumming off cigarettes to him. Then one day, he like, hey, man, you can't keep getting cigarettes from me. So I said, well, fuck it, I'll buy a pack, man. And I bought a pack, left them at work because I ain't want nobody knew I smoked. So I used to leave them at work and shit, and then it evolved into a habit then. So, but I finally kicked it. I was on and off with them. I knew I didn't
like. That's how you met me.
Well, yeah, that's how I met you, buying some damn smokes. It was blunts. It was blunts.
You sure?
I'm positive it was blunts, because I just went and bought some weed from your cousin baby daddy.
Don't do all that. I know who you're talking about.
I mean, I ain't say no names. You got a lot of cousins. You got 63 of them motherfuckers. 50 of them. It could be any one of them.
Well, 50 first cousins, so I got a whole lot more cousins.
Exactly. So, yeah, 50 first cousins. That is amazing. I got 7 or 6. Yeah, I got 6 first cousins.
Sorry.
Yeah. She said 50. Wow. But anyway, we got a show to get into, man. Countdown to 500, man, like I told y'all.
Two more shows.
Listen, we're probably going to take a break between... $4.99 and $500, just so we could get, we got a surprise. We want to get everything together. We don't just want to rush it. We got to get things together. So we're probably going to take a week off. You know what I'm saying? We might throw up some old shit. Might record some bullshit to go in between there, you know, just to give y'all something that week. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? We'll figure out something. But just let y'all know, keep y'all abreast of what's going on.
Splackabelly episode.
Yeah. Something like something that. Something.
To get the toes wet. Keep them entertained till... We dropped that 500 on.
Speaking of dropping 500, did you hear about the swimmer that everybody's talking about on social media?
Mm-mm, tell me about him.
Okay, it's a swimmer. Her name is, let me get it right. I don't want to misquote nobody.
That's what we do here.
What you mean? We try to get it right. Her name is Leah Thomas. Okay, Leah Thomas is an American swimmer, student at the University of Pennsylvania. In 2021 and 2022, her athletic achievements as a trans woman became a point of public debate about transgender women in sports. Leah began swimming on the men's swim team at the University of Pennsylvania in 2017, and during her freshman year, recorded a time of 8 minutes and 57.55 seconds in the 1,000-yard freestyle. That ranked as the 6th fastest national men's time, as well as the 500-yard freestyle and the 1,650-yard freestyle times ranked within the national top 100. On the men's swim team in 2018-19, she finished second in the men's 500, the 1,000, and the 1650-yard freestyle at the Ivy League Championships as a sophomore in 2019. Okay, now during the 2018-2019 season, Thomas recorded the top university times in the 500 free and 1,000 free, 1,600 free. Okay, so just to give you a backstory, she started as a male, all right? So she began transitioning using hormone replacement therapy in May of 2019 and came out as a trans woman during her junior year to her coaches, friends, and the women and men's swim teams at the University of Pennsylvania. She was required to swim for the men's team in the 2019-2020 academic year as a junior while undergoing hormone therapy, and then swam on the women's team in 2021 after taking a year off school to maintain her eligibility to compete while competitively swimming was canceled due to the pandemic. COVID. Yeah, the COVID. I'm sorry. I was about to say the 2019 pandemic, but it was COVID. Okay. So Thomas has followed all the gender-related policies to be eligible to compete as a woman in NCAA swimming. Now, all hell broke loose. She became the first openly transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I national championship in any sport. After winning the women's 500-yard freestyle with a time of 4 minutes and 33 seconds and 24 milliseconds, I guess, or tenths of a second, hundredths, I don't know which one it is. That's your department. That's, you know, after seconds, what's that?
I'm saying, is it
tenths of a second? Yeah, one decimal. Yeah, 2.24. All right. Olympic swimmer medalist Emma Wayant was second with a time of 1.7 seconds behind Thomas. Thomas was 9.18 seconds short of Kate Ledecky's NCAA record of 4:24.06. So I say all that to say, people are upset because this lady, Leah, used to be a man, and now she is transitioned into a woman and is competing with the women. I want to know, how do you feel about that?
First of all, I don't think it's right, because you can't tell me that this person, I mean, because you are who you are. Yeah. The people can say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. Your Y chromosome is still there now.
Okay.
It's nothing in that transitioning that you can do except for get physical appearances. Mm-hmm. Your hormonal structure is still there.
Okay. But so, I changed all that.
But you didn't change that.
I did.
You did not.
She still has a penis.
And that's my point.
But she's going through, you know, all that.
That's
maybe she's wait till after her swimming career is over with to do all that. Because right now
you got a damn dick and you up there with a bathing suit on for a lady. You got on
They make her wear like
a skirt or something,
shorts or whatever like that, like what the men have on. She has like a onesie.
It's too much to be tucking your dick. It's too much.
Okay, now some people say she be in the locker room changing, like, cause she changes with the girls. You know what I'm saying?
And they looking for the dick too.
But I mean, they probably looking at her amazing, like, oh my god, like, but
like she got some titties and then she got a dangling.
Well, I mean, you know, but so as far as the fairness, how do you feel about the fairness?
It's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
It's not fair because you are still a man. You are still a man. I don't care how much drugs you're taking. The drugs are only because you.
My dream.
You got titties. Your dream is to be what?
My dream is to have some coach have a team of 5 boys. They identify as women and they play. And they win the state championship. They win the national championship.
That's not going to happen. Because it's not.
Well, I think you have to go through the necessary things. After you're not just going to be able to say it.
You're not going to be able to say it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to fuck your body up.
Yeah. And that ain't worth it.
It ain't worth no championship because you really can't go back. Like, you ain't got no dick no more. There ain't no need to go and build one when you had one to begin with. So we're not finna do all that flip-flopping.
Because I saw when she was standing on the podium, a couple of girls, the second and third place, they was like standing to the side. I thought that was really weak as fuck. Because I mean, listen, she won. You know, stand there. Everybody talking about the second place. You're really the champion. No, you didn't fucking win. Leah motherfucking won. No matter how you feel about it, y'all should have beat her motherfucking ass. Leah, now for all y'all people saying, Tommy, she couldn't compete with the men, so Tommy, she went over there Tommy and competed won. With the women. You saw she was competing with the men.
Tommy won.
Huh?
Tommy won. Because whatever the man name version of it is.
Her name is Leah.
Okay.
Leah Thomas.
If we want to entertain
you. Say her name.
Thomas. That's see, the one that works.
Disrespectful.
I'm just being real. Now, come on.
So as a mother, how would you feel? So let's say you a high school mom, right? Mm-hmm. Your daughter on the girls basketball team. Mm-hmm. Some girl that's on the team now. Used to be on the boys' team. She probably, you know, set the bench on the boys' team. But, you know, one year she, you know, started doing the gender reset, taking the hormones and stuff like that. Now she's on the girls' team. 6'9" She dunking like a motherfucker on motherfuckers. How you feel? You a high school.
She ain't got no business over there.
Why not? She's a girl now.
Play with the people.
She's a girl now.
Okay, listen.
Why can't I play with the girls now?
Let me help you understand something. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about competing, I have nothing wrong with anybody choosing to live their life how they want to live their life. But when you're talking about competing, you cannot compete with me if it's based on gender. If this was a mixed team, nobody would give a damn because it was a co-ed sport.
They let girls play football.
It's a co-ed sport. If they allow you to do it, come on now.
I mean, but...
We know that in a rough comparison, men are stronger, naturally built, stronger than women. Hands down. You cannot fight that. That's not even something people say, oh, we've been indoctrinated to believe. That's bullshit. It is facts. If you look at women, fat mass to male, just the average healthy adults, looking at women build, men build, it is no comparison. Yes, you have some very strong women. You have some very not so strong men. Mm-hmm. But the average man compared to the average woman, a man is going to be more physically strong. And all of the athletic things that we can think about, those attributes are going to naturally come for a man.
Okay.
And those are the things that help her. Because you read off all this bullshit about this person, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sixth place was what she got when she was playing with the men.
Mm-hmm.
She came over there and got first place when she was playing with the women. That in itself is facts shows she is competing because she couldn't beat the motherfucking men.
Okay, but
she couldn't beat
because she was a woman at heart. That's why she competing where she's supposed to be at. Because she knew, she's like, something ain't right. I'm a woman, but I'm over here. Uh-uh. So I'm going over there with the women and I'm dominating. I practice hard to get here. I done went through all kind of bullshit to get my body where I'm supposed to be doing something. And now I'm still beating y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't shit.
No, that's a lie.
Y'all some tough luck. Y'all better get y'all motherfucking shit together. Because Leah out here to stay, nigga. I'm national champion.
And Leah might be out here to stay, but you put a motherfucking asterisk by her name.
No.
Because she ain't Leah.
That's her name.
You can call her what you want to call her.
So let me ask you a question.
That's not okay.
Since we're here. You see how, but see.
It's not.
This goes out to all the people that say Serena Williams could beat a man in tennis.
And like, she might be able
they
say, to.
They're like, oh, she could compete with the boys. Serena gets her ass beat in practice by some the 300-ranked player every day. Her practice partner be whooping her fucking ass, and he ain't no good. Serena can't compete with the males. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Tennis, people be saying that. Look, I just wanted, this was out to somebody. They know who I'm talking to. And another thing. So me and the fellas were having a conversation. Now, this is all hypothetical. I don't want y'all to think nothing weird about this. All right, this is all hypothetical. You know who Brittany Griner is, right?
Not really.
That's the girl we were talking about last week with the baby mama.
Yeah, the lesbian across the seas.
Yes. Okay, so she's 6'9", 200 pounds. I don't know how we got into a situation talking about Brittany Griner fighting, but them niggas said that I couldn't beat up Brittany Griner. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Ain't no way I'm going to lose to her.
What you going to do to her?
If it came to fisticuffs, you know what I'm saying? She's 6'9", 200 pounds. I'm slamming the shit out of motherfucking ass. I'm not going to sit there and try to box with her. You know what I'm saying? She's 6'9". But no.
So you beating on women now?
No. I don't know how we got onto the situation. That's why I said it's a hypothetical. I don't know how we got to a situation. I'm not beating on women. I don't hit women. But if I had to fight Brittany Griner, my boy said she would beat my ass. And I was like, what? I'm not losing no Brittany Griner. Griner. Not
yeah,
Brittany.
Griner.
I thought I said Renner. I take that back. Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Get together, sir.
Yes. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like you would lose to a whole lot of people. But I'm just saying, like.
But a 6'9 WNBA player.
She's 6'9. She can whoop your ass in basketball, but I don't think she would be physically somebody you would
box 200 with pounds? And
lose. Like, why?
Yeah, she's too light. That's like I'm saying. She's too light in the pants.
Yeah,
that ain't happening.
She's out her weight class.
She ain't even in Miklasa. I don't care how good of an athlete she is.
I mean, because unless she's running.
She's still
and getting you tired.
I'm not chasing her.
Otherwise, if y'all just right up in each other's face, then no.
I like my chances. But this is all hypothetical.
Yeah.
So if you like King Germ chances against Brittany Griner, let me know who y'all think will win, Brittany Griner, King Germ. You know what I'm saying? Because I got two people already said what Queen Germ said. She thinking, you know, she.
I put my money on you. I mean,
she ain't just saying that because she's my wife or she,
not,
you know, I tapped on her leg to say that. Yeah.
I know it is.
Yeah, I know my limitations, but I think I could fade Brittany Griner.
But she cute, though.
Huh? She cute?
Yeah.
You said Brittany Griner's cute?
Yeah, she got a little masculine look to her.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey, Queen
Charm. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't like girls, but, I mean, if
they
I
call
did,
her WNBA young
if,
boy.
If I did, she might be my type.
Why do y'all, okay, never mind. Why do y'all get with girls that look like dudes? But that's
I'm just saying, for me.
Oh.
Because okay. I like niggas. Yeah. So if I did mess with a girl, she would probably do, speaking she probably with, would look like a nigga. Like, that's what I like.
Speaking of messing with girls, Coyle Ray said she knew she went gay when she ate some pussy and she was like, oh, this ain't for me.
What? You done went. You had to go all the way down there to find out.
I guess she was trying to see, like, am I gay? And then she was like, "Nah, chief, that ain't it."
Lord.
Oh man! Shout out to Kenya East. Yeah, man. But anyway, so I don't know why people mad about it. I mean,
I'm not mad.
A lot of people showing they real like mean side with this whole situation.
It's not.
They like did they like they refuse to call her she. They refuse to do that. That's letting me know, like, people, like, stop being a fucking caveman. If the person asked to call you he, her, them, they, whatever, just out of respect for them, don't, you just do
it. My thing is not even that. My issue is the competition. When it is a competition, you gotta have a clean playing field.
It's within
a level
the rules.
Playing field. No.
That's the,
no,
we have.
No.
So hold on. So what you're saying is this. Now that we have a rise in, I'm not going to say a rise. We're going to say we have more openness, acceptance of transgender children. You know what I'm saying? How you have to include them. Like, you can't just say y'all can't play sports because if
y'all
I'm a girl.
Play sports with your.
If I'm a girl and I used to be a gender. Boy, you can't put me on the boys team if I don't identify as a boy.
And see, the thing is, this is another one of those classic case of the double standard. Because if you a girl and you now want to compete with the boys, chances are you now have to be better than any boy would have ever been to compete with them and do well.
Nah,
right?
I doubt it. You just got to be able to compete.
I'm just saying, to compete, you would have to be better than what you might have been just hanging around with the girls. But when you talk about a man going to a woman, then that means it's some natural capabilities that you have. Y'all can't argue with science. Y'all was fucking around with COVID. Y'all was following all the damn CDC guidelines. You got to hear me out. Your DNA does not change. It ain't shit you can do with that. So therefore, if you telling me that is you transition from one sex to another, if you go from a woman to a man, it ain't really hurting nothing. Because chances are, you ain't doing nothing outrageous out there. You finna be a 5'5 person playing on a basketball court or the football field. So that shit ain't really finna change the game. But if you telling me you are, I mean, and it's going to be some women that's going to be taller. But what I'm saying is, a lot of these people are going to be the average of whatever we say that sex is. Mm-hmm. So the men have an advantage. That's all I'm saying. Born men have an advantage, dang. And that's where the issue is.
Look at that, boy. They find a way to blame men for everything.
I'm just telling the truth.
Even in the damn...
I'm just telling the truth.
God damn,
I ain't got nothing against nobody's preference, nothing what nobody want to do,
how
they identify.
How you blame
I'm
the men?
All for people being happy. But what you're not going to do is put a scoreboard up there. You're not going to tally shit and not say that it's unfair. It's unfair, period. It's unfair. Wow. You born a man, you got a Y chromosome. That's some shit a woman will never have.
But what if
never.
They, I'm changing my
gender. Ever.
Don't they
you
change
You cannot
it?
Change the chromosome. That's
your,
that.
But I mean, but once I start taking them hormone pills, it's...
Those are hormones.
Yeah.
That is only going to change what you physically look like, but who you are and your DNA will never change.
I got you. Science lesson from Queen Germ, y'all. We're going to move on. Stop being mad about this shit.
Don't be mad, but just you know.
The stuff we're going to have to deal with going forward, just so, you know, get used to change, people. Get used to change.
Just have respect. That's all.
That's what Obama said. Change, hope, all
change
that.
Change gonna come.
That's what he was talking about. That's the change y'all niggas weren't paying attention to. He was like, oh no, nigga. Not change, get y'all niggas on top. No. We're gonna empower
a whole nother group of people.
Yes. Yes, we're gonna get the biggest voter block. Hey, people be laughing and people get mad at me when I be talking shit about Obama. One homeboy told me, of all the presidents you can shit on, why do you always shit on Obama?
Because he ain't do nothing.
I said, damn, bro. Like, that's the one I had the most hope in.
Yeah, because like, we knew the other motherfuckers wanted
to. Yeah, like, goddamn. So I can't feel a little disappointed,
Papa ain't come when he told me he was gonna come pick me up this weekend. Had me with my bags packed, and he ain't never come. Eric Carter came
you
up.
You out of them clothes just, waiting on him.
Yeah.
You so was saving him for that trip.
Damn, let me be upset. Damn. Speaking of other people being upset, Deshaun Watson. You know, remember him, the football player that mm-hmm. loved getting massages? Mm-hmm.
The happy ending?
Yes. Well, he finally got a deal. The Cleveland Browns, they made a trade with the Houston Texans. They gave up a whole lot of picks for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson got $230 million contract, fully guaranteed. The first fully guaranteed contract in the league with the highest. It's something ridiculous. Nobody has ever got this much guaranteed money in NFL. And a lot of people are upset because Deshaun Watson has 22 allegation cases of sexual misconduct over his head. And that you know, they decided not to press charges, but that didn't mean it didn't happen. And they're still investigating it. So he still could get suspended, which is fucked up. But
he probably not, because the people, if you gonna pay him, you gonna pay them all.
They did some kind of way with his deal that he only getting like $1 million base pay. So if he gets suspended, the money coming out of that million, he did some slick shit and moved the money around the right way. So hey, people
as
mad
long
about
as
it.
Niggas winning, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I mean, but how you think this makes like let's say that's just hypothetical, allegedly all that good shit. One of the cases true. You know, so would you feel, let's say you were one of the girls that had a case against Deshaun Watson. Would you feel upset seeing him getting $230 million? Mm-mm. Why not?
Because I know I'm getting some of that. Get all the money you can get, motherfucker. Because if I'm one of 22, shit, I know I got me at least $2-3 million coming my way. Get the money. That's how I'm looking at it.
That money might be a gift and a curse for Deshaun. They might be setting this man up for the okie doke.
To pay this class action.
Yeah, lawsuit. They're like, oh, Houston, like, oh, so we ain't got to pay this nigga. Oh, yeah, we'll trade. Because mm-hmm. they probably know some shit. Exactly. They probably like, yo, drop that shit. Let the, hey,
press. It ain't going to pan out.
As soon as they get that damn money in there, now drop that shit. Deshaun Watson, stuff, all the evidence start falling. Hey, they might have set out this man down. Up.
They got videotapes in there.
We ain't even think about that, people. Houston probably got themselves off the... Oh, man.
They
God
just put
damn.
It out there for a show, for publicity.
God damn. Deshaun, this might be a trap, boy.
Be careful.
Be careful, Deshaun, man. But, hey, shout out to Cleveland. Got rid of Baker Mayfield. A lot of shit going on in the NFL. This ain't no sports show, so we ain't going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. Deshaun Watson got him mad. Michelle Beadle made a whole little two-minute video asking, like, where are we? Like, how can you live with yourself playing in the sport? Like, shut your motherfucker. You're only saying that because it's a black man, Michelle Beadle. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Your ass wasn't saying shit when it was Big Ben. You know what I'm saying? Your ass wasn't saying shit when it was Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning had some goddamn allegations of goddamn putting his nuts on some woman back or some shit he did to the trainer or whatever. They covered all up. And, well, actually, she signed the NDA, so she wasn't supposed to say nothing about it. He went back to try to sue her for saying something about it. You know what I'm saying? So, but Peyton is y'all darling. But, hey, I didn't see no video about him. But as soon as a black man get paid, y'all want to goddamn run his name through the mud. Now, listen, I don't give a damn if Deshaun did it or not. I'd be kind of disappointed if he did because I thought he was one of the good guys. But if he didn't do it, you know, I'm not passing judgment on nobody. I make jokes about it all. And then, hey,
if he paid for the pussy, he deserves it.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm just being real. But, hey, yeah, so that's just me. Y'all already know how I feel.
Yeah. Queen Germ say, hey, if you show up, you can get raped. It's just you're down to get raped.
No.
You have to take some responsibility for what happened to
and
you.
See, you are a liar. Because I never say nothing about nobody getting raped. I say we have to have responsibility. You show up, that is your consent. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, what consent to what?
To whatever.
That's okay. So.
That's not rape. That's not rape. See, when you give consent?
You said if I show up, I'm giving consent.
That is consent.
Oh, okay.
Because if it's after person, please.
So what you saying here? I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I just got to ask Queen Germ a question. So, ring, ring, ring. I call you up. It's 1:30 in the morning. What's up, Shawty? What's going on? What good? What you want to come over?
And I say, sure.
So now...
We fucking... That's what that means.
What if you get over there and the vibe ain't right? You don't want to fuck, so you don't.
You
already...
gotta move. You better move fast enough to get up out of there.
So, but if you don't get up out of there, what then? What if I grab you? Then what? You just gotta eat that one?
You gotta succumb to whatever is out there.
Horrible advice.
It's not horrible advice. Horrible advice. Because you left a safe place to take a gamble.
You but look though, that
that's the shit. That's a part of life.
That's why we ain't gonna never make it.
That's a part of life.
That's why we ain't gonna never make it.
That's a part of life. People got to be responsible.
Nah, that's victim blaming.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, it's not. That's just like you saying. What do people say on the cigarette box? I don't have no right.
Even if you did show up.
The cigarette box tell you what?
What?
You supposed to.
It's a warning. This may contain carbon monoxide, which caused birth defects, da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, so warning. The phone ringer at a time at night. You already know what time this person on.
You want to come over here and chill for a minute?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come chill. Over. Come.
Yeah. As soon as you get over there and I just jump straight on you and start rip your clothes off and everything, you ain't like, whoa, that's not cool. And you can't sit there and say that.
I ain't saying it's cool.
But
what I'm saying is when you come over.
So can you press charges after that situation? So
you can choose to do whatever you want.
No. I'm asking you in your situation. And that situation happened to you. What are you doing after that situation?
I'm just thanking God I survived.
Oh my God. And we're going to move on. That is ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous.
It's real.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's real. You get up out your house. You go to somebody's house. Only thing I'm saying
doesn't mean you can get raped.
That's not rape.
Don't mean nobody can take advantage of you. That's not what that means.
Y'all stop throwing that word around.
Well, that's what, I mean, okay.
Y'all stop throwing that word around. You say that shit like somebody is saying it's okay to be violated. You can't get taken advantage of. You get violated.
That's what you're saying.
You going somewhere. Y'all go to these people's house. You're drinking. You're smoking. You're having a good time. You're doing all the shit that says, I'm willing and able.
No,
it's
not. That's not what that means. That means I like to smoke. I like to drink. I like to play cards. I like to dance.
Ain't nobody in the room with me, but you and me. Ain't nobody doing but so much of dancing.
That's fine.
We slinging dicks and pussy around here.
If you ain't trying to fuck, you ain't trying to fuck.
You should be staying home.
That's not how it works in the real world. You do understand that, right?
Like I said, I know how it works in the real world. Well, I done gave up some pussy because I done showed up to the wrong motherfucking spot. Well, therefore, I know.
So you've been raped before. And you ain't, you need to talk to somebody about that.
I will not be a victim. Well, you are a victim.
If that's what
happened. I don't live that life. I don't live no victimized life.
Well, you don't want to victimize it, but it happened.
It ain't.
Well, that's what, anyway.
That ain't rape.
Okay, if you say so. Well, we're going to move on, man.
Wrong place, wrong time.
All right.
Wrong decision.
Just stop talking about it. Top 10. Y'all know what we do around here, man. Every week we pick something and we do the top 10 of it. You know, it could be anything. Foods, cities, anything. But it's mostly dealing with towns. And this one, it's the top 10 blackest metro areas by the percentage of the total population. Now, I'm going to slow that down for some of y'all people because I know a lot of y'all are not college educated like myself or not, didn't get your GED or like Queen Germ did not get her GED. She did not. You know what I'm saying?
I did not.
Yes, you did not get your GED. So, you know, what I said was it's the blackest city by the percentage of the population, okay? All right? We got that? We understood? We're going top 10. We're going to go from 10 to 1. 10 to 1. Or we're going to have to go to 1 to 10 because I can't see what number 10 is. Number 1. The blackest city by population is the Memphis area with over 40. Get my glasses. Old man needs his glasses. We got over 40% of Memphis. It's like 46. What does that say? You got a bigger picture of it?
No, you never sent it to me.
Yes, it did. It's on the back of your page. Oh.
Oh.
No, it's too small on your page, too, ain't
it? I don't know. I can't see the words.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Memphis is about 46% black. That's number one. Number two is New Orleans at 34.9%. Number three is the Atlanta area at 33%. Hey, that 33%, that'll fool your motherfucking ass because Atlanta look black as shit. It's only 33% nigga.
Exactly. That shit is surprising.
Yeah, the way it look in Atlanta, you would be surprised by that. Number four, Virginia Beach at 30%. Number five is the Richmond area at 29%. Number six, Baltimore, Maryland at 20%. That's also 29%. Number seven, we got Birmingham, Alabama. They at 28%. Then we got Washington. I'm sure that's D.C., because that damn show ain't Seattle, Washington. It's got to be Washington. And that's at 25%. Let's see, 6, 7, 8. Number 9. Y'all know who it is. Stand up. D motherfucking Troy.
Y'all better add
22%. That's crazy. Detroit, as black as that shit is, only 22% black. Mm-hmm. Somebody fucking lying. Who the fuck live up here? Number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, number 10. We got Charlotte, North Carolina. It's it's just under Detroit at 22%. So, hey, man. Number 11 is Miami. Number 12 is Jacksonville. Damn, Jacksonville, Miami, 21% black. That's crazy. Then we got Philadelphia. All right, we're going to stop right
you
there.
Done going, I'm going to say you done gone yeah. past 10, nigga.
Yeah, we did 10, 11, 12. We did 13. We did 13. The dirty 13 this week. So, okay. Queen Germ, give me your top 13. Three.
I'm going to say definitely my favorite city is New Orleans, besides the city that I was born in. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. And I got to say New Orleans number one, Atlanta number two. And then I might have to say D.C. number three.
Wow. My top three, we're going Miami, Jacksonville, and let's go New Orleans, man.
Come on.
Those my two. My bottom three, Queen Jane, what's your bottom three?
I'm going to have to say my bottom three would be Detroit, Richmond area, and then Miami.
My bottom three, y'all know it. Detroit, Detroit, and Detroit.
I don't understand why you don't like those people. But
I mean, it's not the people I don't like. It's just Detroit.
It's not safe enough.
It's just too cold. Like, why the fuck you want to live there? It gets cold as fuck in Detroit. It goes
down in the D.
Yes, it's damn cold in the D. So that's our top 10, man. Next week, man, Shorty sent me in something about pizza. You like pizza, Queen Jern?
Love pizza.
So next week, we're going to do the top 10 cities for pizza. The top 10 pizza cities. And that means
you got to take me to one of them.
In the U.S. Yeah, right. Oh, I'm okay, yeah.
But see, that's how the people know you
shitty. I'm not shitty. I'm not shitty. Or whatever you was about to say. I'm not. Stevie Talk time, y'all. Well, did we watch any shows this week? Oh, yeah, we did watch Power Force. Yeah, we watched Power Force. And like I said, Wonder Years we did watch. That was the episode where, which one was that one?
The teacher, the little brother, the boy that hang with.
Corey.
Yeah, Corey daddy's and Dean, parents. Yeah. They were having some marital issues.
Oh, yeah. And Dean, he entrusted his secret with Corey, told him he was working, with Dean, and told him he was working another job and shit, and Dean couldn't keep his little secret, and him
he about to pass away trying to
keep the secret, and Corey think he mad because he got student of the week and shit, and Dean really was mad, but that wasn't really the reason. So yeah, so shout out to that. That was a good episode. Wonder Years is always good.
Yeah. We should just call something else.
Abbott Elementary. It's been on break, so no Abbott Elementary. Power Force, again, like I said, it's really white. You know what I'm saying? We down to this was episode 7, 3 more to go.
But I do appreciate that the black girl is the chemist.
The chemist, yes. Shout out to that.
I love it.
The science aspect of it. I'm trying to get Queen Germ, to put some stuff together, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not.
Some natural ingredients that just blow people's minds. You know what I'm saying?
Give them that clean rush.
Yes, that clean rush. We're going to make us some Dahlia. You know what I'm saying? Tommy trying to, he finally got a cheaper version of Dahlia made. It hits the same and it's way more,
affordable for
affordable for everybody and not just an elite drug. You know what I'm saying? Because, Tommy's a hustler's hustler. He was like, designer drugs fade away. He said, but the stamps, the staples stay around forever. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to get. You know what I'm saying? So, I do enjoy Tommy's hustler spirit. Because, Ghost and them wanted to go corporate. Like Tommy said, all his partners wanted to go corporate, but he just liked the fucking hustle. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Tommy, I enjoyed the show.
And then the niggas that he was messing with, the brother.
Yeah, the CBI. Wanted
to kill him.
Yeah.
Want him dead.
He didn't send Tommy nephew after him.
Exactly.
And Tommy nephew like, nah, bro, he didn't look out for Tommy. He probably see some realness in him. That might be the bridge to get him and his dad back together and, but that also might cause some strife with him with the CBI, so who knows,
man. You gotta see how it play out.
Yeah, so check out Power Force, man. That was about all with that. Anything else?
March Madness.
Oh, March Madness. Definitely been watching that. The Blue Devils still around. We beat Michigan State.
They hanging on.
We beat Sparty. We still in there. not really going to go into that. But as long as y'all know, Duke is still out there. Carolina's still alive.
I didn't want to say it. Surprisingly. I didn't want to say it, but I did. I'm glad you acknowledged it.
I mean, hey, they're playing good basketball. I don't deny good basketball. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though I hate them, you know what I'm saying? They're still around. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of Spartans, the Magic, not the Magic Johnson show, the Showtime, the Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, that's still going. That's pretty good. It's surprisingly better than the guy that's playing Magic actually looks like Magic. You know what I'm saying? That's the funny part about it. Like he gives you magic. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, you know, it's a pretty good show.
Didn't we watch the Prince of Bel-Air or something?
Bel-Air. We have been watching that. That was the episode where what happened on that
episode? The girl quit her job.
The mom came back for Will's birthday and everything.
But then the sister Hillary.
She got kicked out of the influencer house because she was.
But she was mad because she was doing the little sexy videos and she didn't want to do them no more.
The dude actually recorded it and he put it out himself. He recorded from all the angles and put it out. You know what I'm saying? And so she got put out of the house, but she had to pay a kill fee for a contract, $50,000. So she got to figure out how to pay that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know. Hillary's doing her own thing. Like I said, Will and Carlton, this is when they became buds in this episode right here. You know what I'm saying?
Carlton realized that
they brothers. We got what we always wanted. Like, damn, like, he ain't no threat to me. Mm-hmm. Like, we in two different lanes, you know. The love he getting is the love I've been had, you know what I'm saying? It's different, you know. Like, my dad want me to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? He get the fuck up, but he don't understand. Like, we in two different lanes. And so, you know, Carlton, he's still ugly as a motherfucker, but... You know, he kind of, you know, he's normaling out now, you know, so I don't hate him as much. But, you know, please watch Bel-Air. And again, I tell y'all people, this is not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's Bel-Air. It's a whole nother show. Just you realize the names. You might even understand some of the storyline. But it's not the same fucking show. I know one thing, that Jeffrey. Huh?
They search high and low for Jeffrey. He looked like he is a younger version of that man.
Oh, okay. So you think Jeffrey...
He works.
He works, okay.
Yeah, most of the characters work. Even like Will Mama, what the auntie name?
Viv.
Yeah, Viv. She kind of looked like one of them Vivs they had.
Dark skin, light skin. She's like a mixture of both, huh?
And then you got, Uncle Phil don't look like nothing he's supposed to look like.
That's 2022 vegan keto diet Uncle Phil.
I guess we're going to go with that.
Yeah, you know, Vivian, like, she want to... Look, if they would have came back with fat Uncle Phil, she would have been cheating on that nigga. Viv would have been out here in these streets.
Whatever.
So, you know, they had to make it believable, you know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't no way Philip Banks, fat Phil, is pulling Aunt Viv. Like,
she don't look that good.
Nah, it wouldn't have worked. Not in 2022.
If you say so.
I mean...
Fat niggas is fucking.
I get that, but not no fat nigga with half bald head like that nigga. Like,
if you got that kind of money to give me that kind of life, I'm fucking...
And you cheating on me.
I'm right there ready for you every time.
You're damn lying, yeah.
I'm lifting that stomach up and going to work.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, so watch that. Top Boy Season 2 came out. I finished that over the weekend. I stuck that in while I was watching between the games and shit like that. Still a good story. It's like The Wire, the UK version. Not as in good as The Wire, but it'll put you in that mind state. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Corner Boys.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's like a UK version. You know what I'm saying? You got a Stringer and Avon type.
The strong ass accent. That's
the bruv. I need my peas, bruv. Uh-huh. In it. And like, what they be like, say often, or something they say when they be like, when they come in, what you want, or something they like, uh-huh. They be like, Wagwan, they be like, Wagwan, hey, blood, no, bruv, no, bruv. Yeah, like, I need my peas, bruv.
I definitely need the subtitles, whatever.
You on the roads, Batman's on the roads. You like, hey, this is funny, man. So, yeah, so did watch Top Boy, finished that. That's about it. Been watching a lot. Snowfall's still on that one. So, you know.
I guess that vacation for you, it helped.
Yeah, the vacation helped me catch up with a lot. I mean, I listened to a lot of podcasts. Like, I got a lot accomplished, you know what I'm saying, in that week. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel, you know, accomplished. So, that's all for TV Talk. Now time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern, who are not classically trained actors, we take an improv suggested by you, the listener, or I just made them up. And before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, We ain't got sad cards, but every week we come to this improv for the people. This week the situation goes a little something like this. Two people argue over the divider at the grocery store. Now, you know that little divider thing? Mm-hmm. That caused a lot of friction in the grocery store. A lot of snob, dirty looks from people. And you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Action.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just putting a divider down so people know what's mine and what's yours, where my groceries end and yours begin, you know.
I wasn't going to buy none of your stuff.
I mean, I
didn't expect you to buy none of mine. So what's the problem?
I'm just putting a divider, man.
If you put enough space between your last item
but,
and
I mean,
my first
ma'am,
item, then...
Ma'am, it's cool. Listen, man, I just didn't want, you know, I just put the space up there. I mean, it's no big deal. I only had a couple items.
It's not a big deal, but you're making it a big deal because you're looking at me and you sliding up there like
you just threw your stuff up there all fast. I mean, you know, I just want to make sure you had room. So I was just, you know, putting a divider right there. So, you know, it's no big problem.
My shit ain't touching yours?
I didn't say it was, ma'am. I just didn't want my stuff to get confused with yours. I just didn't want my stuff to get mixed in with yours. That's all. I didn't want him to think that some of this stuff was mine. That's all.
I mean, what are you talking about? You got some old cheap ass bacon and shit.
I mean, but look what you got. You got all that processed food. Like, I mean, what are you
feeding? What's wrong with it?
I mean, that's what y'all family eat. I mean, I don't see nothing but all that frozen box food and
frozen box food.
What is that? Like, egg, what are those? Pizza bites, bagel
this
bites.
This right here, bag of pads. What you talking about?
The bagel bites and all that stuff, all that processed food you got. That's what you feed your family, ma'am.
You worrying about the wrong thing, sir.
I'm just saying. I mean,
you got some cheap shit over there.
I mean,
this is high quality.
That's high quality bagel bites. What else that says? Pretzel dogs.
I got all kinds.
All
of
those box
right
pizzas.
A whole fruit bowl. What are you
talking
about, sir?
Yeah, ma'am. That's not a fruit bowl. Those fruit cocktails. That's a syrup. That's not real fruit.
No, it's not. It's
all those pizzas you got. You got all the frozen pizzas. I mean,
Are you gonna pay for this shit?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm
pretty sure I am paying for them. Because I know you're paying with EBT.
See,
I know that.
That's the type of bullshit I'm on.
I can tell.
That's the type of bullshit you're
on. I mean, I'm just
saying.
Because
you don't have no understanding. You got three motherfucking items, sir.
Exactly.
I got a whole lot of shit. So clearly, I don't need to use the government assistance.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure I can stand right here and watch. I know you're going to pull out one of those cards with a peach on it.
And you won't.
I know you're going to have one of those cards with a peach on it, ma'am. So,
okay. And look, I could buy your stuff, motherfucker.
Hey, look, you probably could. It is tax season. You have a lot of dependents with all the pizzas you have.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Uh-huh. So stupid look, motherfucker.
Hey, call me what you want, man. But look, I all just started because
out?
Of the divider. Yeah,
I need to get my stuff so I can get home because I got somebody looking for me.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't nobody checking for
they
you.
They all
called
mama and
it's
probably
like
seven of them.
And your yogurt.
Cut.
That cheap shit you got.
I said cut.
Fuck you.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like to hear something, send it in. We'll do it. Time to read some rap lyrics, y'all, man. We read rap lyrics here, and we read them in our accent, office voice, proper voice, professional voice. Hell, you can just read them in your normal voice, but you got to read the motherfucking lyrics. It's Queen Germ time. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I guess I am.
Come on now, just read what's on the paper.
I'll do my best.
All right.
I'm looking paid and pretty, hair hanging down to my back. I put it on him. Last night, he calling me back to back. Hey, bitch, this is a new outfit. Turn to the back for a pic. Cognac queen, I'm lit. Woo. Hen dog. She pulling up with a 40. I'm pulling up with a shorty. I'm fresh off the plane. I'm imported. I'm fucking a baller. We're courting. I'm making it clap. He recorded. And he keep on making them noises. Damn. Fuck. Shit. Ooh. Drop me a pin. Where you at? I'm gonna come round like a lack. I get in my gack. On the gack.
I think that's yak on the yak.
Gack, that's a G.
But yak, cognac.
I guess, but that ain't what I think. I never heard this song before. He called me Megan, the Mac. It's turning him on how I rap. He dogging it out, make it fat. And he tell me, girl, you the best. But I already know what I am. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that was the ghetto poet known as Megan Thee Stallion with one of her songs. I can't remember what the name is, Cognac Queen or something like that. It's something like that.
Something like that.
So, next week's my turn. We'll see what we can dig out the crates. HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessional. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and rub my Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Ladies, why do y'all get mad when the nigga y'all didn't want pops up with a bad bitch? I've been asking this girl out for weeks and she kept low-key curving me but showing me interest at the same time. And it was weird. Now when I post myself with this fine-ass dark-skinned queen, she wanna DM me talking about how she felt betrayed and she thought I was different from all the fuckboys on campus and shit like what? Is this a normal thing or was she trying to play me? TSU. Nigga, so why do y'all do that?
Nigga, you played yourself.
How you play yourself?
First of all, we're going to come all the way through the whole narrative. The nigga say, she fine. You had to say she was a dark-skinned queen. Mm. Her complexion didn't make her fine. She could have been light-skinned and fine. She could have been brown-skinned and fine.
You know, ain't nothing better than an old fine, dark-skinned girl.
And fine. So that's one thing.
No, that's a good thing.
I said that's one thing. Mm. So you didn't even have to give her no complexion for her to be fine. Just let her be fine. Mm. Next thing come on is the fact that if she was paying you attention but curving you at the same time, she was doing one or the other. So that means she was playing with you. So which one was you doing? Was you trying to play or was you not? So it ain't so much of you being with somebody fine because you think she fine. The girl might not have thought she was attractive at all. The girl might just said, I see the nigga posted and booed up with a broad, so I guess he must have already had somebody. So,
but you curved me. What am I supposed to do? Keep taking. But what he
said, curved me and showed me attention, so it was weird. You could have been a man and said, "What we doing here, girl? You maybe like me I or did. Not?" I mean,
you but said, what boy, I'm saying is, boy, stop, boy. You know how y'all, boy, you back on, boy.
So
like,
therefore, boy, I mean, you boy. Played yourself because you just didn't do. I mean, like, you didn't
I'm happy. Pay. I'm
you
happy.
You say you happy, but if you checking,
I got
for the
this
girl,
fine dark skin thing.
Like I said,
I'm posted up on the gram with her.
Like I said, it ain't happy, even that serious.
Posting.
And that's all it is. It's fake.
Taking pictures and selfies. Like, ooh, matching outfits.
Nah. You might matching be happy outfits. If you get a matching outfit. Huh? You might be happy if you got a matching outfit. But I don't know about that. Only thing we got
or
that was
prisoner,
matching.
Or prisoner
home.
One.
No.
Just saying.
Just saying. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, it's either way. But if somebody playing with you and acting like they're not interested, I think I'm going to read more too, so into the playing with you like they like you. Than it is so much a reaction to you having a girl now. Like, she just want to know, like, oh, I thought you was interested in me. You was saying all these nice little things. Mm. And so I was banking on you still wanting to get a little something, something from me.
Yeah, but you was out there playing around. That's
I was
what
playing
happened.
Hard to get. And you
better start. It's 2022, ladies. We don't have time for playing hard to get. All y'all stop doing that shit. Stop playing hard to get.
I'm trying to tell
Because y'all got to understand. The market is not in your favor to play hard to get no more.
It is, though.
It's just like playing goddamn tag or what's that what's that game?
All I'm saying is once it get hard, the people is trying to get it.
Exactly. So if you sit there play hard to get, guess who ain't playing hard to get? There's another one out there ain't. So y'all better stop playing and getting chose out here. It's like the Sadie Hawkins dance.
That's what it is.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Okay, sound like you done been in somebody's juke joint while I was gone.
The Sadie's Hawkins. But yeah, man. Keep it 100 time. It's time to keep it 100.
I'm going
to
keep it 100, and I'm going to keep it real plain because you finna get here.
Queen Jern, do you have a keep it 100 this week?
Yeah, I got to keep it 100, and I already started on it. You let it in, and let me do it how I do it, nigga. You always want to do some extra shit because you know your ass wrong.
I ain't did
it. My black men, your love and concern or lack thereof for your black female counterpart, it matters.
100.
So when y'all run around here saying reckless shit out your mouth, not complimenting your women or significant other, however y'all want to categorize these things, wife, whoever, it could damage things. And it's not necessarily somebody want to run out and cheat on you. It's just the fact that if you the only person I want to catch attention from, then I feel like you should at least oblige. You can give me a little bit of that. Ain't no need for you to be trying to play and act like, you know, you trying to downplay what I got going on, or you trying to sneak diss me and shit like that. But then I'm supposed to be proud to be standing next to you and be your woman. But meanwhile, you can't be proud to stand next to me based off of certain circumstances. So don't say little slick shit. Don't be rude and nasty. Cut, you know what I'm saying? If I'm naturally beautiful, you say that I'm naturally beautiful, then be okay with me being naturally beautiful, displaying my natural beauty. So Queen Germ done cut her hair, so she really, her afro is really her halo right now. And this motherfucker laughing, but he know he ain't shit. And I'm just thankful that I was able to birth two wonderful human beings.
Yes, amen.
But one in particular, the girl is like the best form of who I could ever hope to be in my life. And her first response is, how he gonna feel some type of way about somebody else here? And I was like, you know, you ain't said nothing, but you preaching to the choir, because clearly I get it. But at the same damn time, it's just like, are we really doing this 20 years in?
I mean, it was a shock to me. I'm sorry. I was surprised. I didn't know.
I've been warning you for weeks.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. You can warn, but when it happens, it happens. You can say, hey, I'm a what, but nigga, when I see you, it's on sight. Whatever. You see the nigga, then be surprised when the nigga hit you in the face. He told you. But I mean, hell, I seen it. I was just like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Not old shit, though. Y'all see that, right? Old shit.
I was just not like.
Because,
you know.
Not old. Not the inflection going.
Yeah, because I was just like, you know how I feel about you cutting your own hair. I'd rather a professional have done it.
It had nothing to do with a professional.
I swear it, dude. It got more to do with that than anything.
And it doesn't. But you say it how you want to. That's my keep it 100. Y'all niggas be out here foul. And then when another nigga walk by and say, oh, you look good. Oh, I like your haircut. Oh, whatever. Even if the shit is a lie.
You'd rather a nigga lie to you?
Hey,
God,
lie to me, motherfucker. Cause if nothing else, say the shit. Like what you if you can't say nothing good, I know you was raised right. Don't say nothing at all. You ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. So you don't need to say nothing if that's all you can come up with is something negative.
I didn't say anything negative at all.
Okay.
What did I say negative?
You just said old shit.
No, I mean, that's the reaction. Cause
okay, and then when you walked up on me, you walked away, and you were coming in there to do something. And when you saw me, you was like, you cut your hair? And I said, yeah. As a matter of fact, I cut it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And you didn't notice because I had a kufi on. Mm-hmm. So you knew to cover it up.
That was days later when I said that. Don't get the timing right.
It don't matter. You said the shit. Those was your words about my hair.
Okay, you act like this is not...
Again, yet another thing that men try to use against women. Oh, but you got these hoes out here that's buying hair, but you can't appreciate a woman who wearing the hair that come out her head.
I can't appreciate that.
Okay. And then you want to holler about it. It got something to do with somebody doing it. Somebody cut my hair the last time and you didn't give a damn about it.
Time you cut your hair, don't I trip every time you cut your hair.
So what you talking about? It's got to do with me getting done professionally or not professionally. But it don't matter.
I like your hair. I like your hair. So when you cut it, it's like...
It don't grow back.
Okay, but it's still a shock to me when you cut it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You could never grow these dreads I wanted you to have.
But that's not about that.
It is. The beard that you cannot get.
Have I ever had a beard and just cut it off? And just walk around here with a rape face?
But listen,
you see what I'm saying?
It's not all the right same. Then. It's not the same.
It is the same.
Because you can go and get you some. You can go.
I've never asked you to do something to your hair that you didn't ever have done to it. I ain't say, hey, start wearing weave, and you start wearing weave. I didn't do that.
But you probably wanted me to.
When you did that, what did I say? Oh, I don't like that. Didn't I say that? You was like,
you just
come
don't
on.
Like, you don't like anything.
You was like, come on.
You don't want me to be happy. That's just what it is. Just say it.
That's what you want me to say. It is not true. I want you to be happy. I do.
Then. Well, I'm happy right now.
That's all that it matters. Okay, that's all that matters is that you're happy. Mm-hmm. Cause like you said, that's not my hair. I felt the way I felt about it. Then I got over it, and I said that.
It shouldn't even have been nothing to get over.
It's a shock to me.
You over here fighting for rights for trans people, but your wife can't cut her hair. That's the bullshit I got to deal with.
I mean, if you couldn't cut your hair, I'm losing that battle because you keep cutting it.
Exactly. I might shave it all off next week.
Hey.
And I'm gonna get a professional.
You warned me, huh? So I guess I just gotta be ready for it.
500th episode. Yeah. Queen Germ. That's all I got to say.
Shout out. Well, my 500 go a little something like
your
this.
Your 500?
I mean, excuse me, my keep it 100.
You that high? You on cloud 5'9"?
Hey, you tripped me up. Okay. My keep it 100 goes a little something like this. It's a lot of people out there that shame men for not supporting women basketball. Now, if anything, the women should support the women basketball first. They should be going out in droves to these games.
100.
Then the men will come, because wherever the women are, there will be niggas. So, WNBA, if y'all want to get the numbers up, bring the women out to the games. Because wherever there's women, they're going to be niggas. All right? So, I just solved your problem, WNBA. You can send it to my Cash App, PayPal, however. Just reach out to me. But stop shaming us men for not supporting the women's sports when y'all ain't giving us no reason to watch it. They wanted us to watch basketball in the 80s, so they bought it the Laker girls. They wanted us to the Lover Bulls. And all these teams had these stripper-like dancers and stuff. That brought people to the games. So, WNBA, y'all need to get some strippers, dancers for halftime.
Really?
Yes, something to bring the people out.
That's not empowering women. I'm sorry, sir.
I'm saying it'll get the numbers up. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we going to do then to fix this? So, my keeping 100 is, women, y'all need to go out in droves to these WNBA games, because that will bring them in. And that's my keeping 100.
All right.
Winner and loser time. Queen Jern, do you have any winners?
Yes, I got to say, you know, my winners for the last few weeks have had to be something with the lottery, because I am just saying I'm going to keep congratulating these people until I can put my
speaking
name.
Speaking in existence. Yes. Put my name in that place.
Since we over here prophesying and everything about the things we want, I want to win multiple millions of dollars.
So she can leave me.
I'm not even going to leave you. I mean, I'm over it now.
Yeah, you gonna
now
leave.
Back in the day, it was a possibility, probably like 0.1%, but it was at least possible. Now I ain't going nowhere. It's just, you know, whatever.
I'm stuck with you, huh?
Yeah. I'm stuck. We stuck together. Okay. We stuck together. Even though you don't want to be with me, I understand. You want me to get this money so I can leave you so you can be free. But I'm going to be right here.
Jesus.
I'm going to be right here. Nonetheless, I got two winners this week. Two Central Floridians were able to win off of the same scratch-off that I'm talking about, this $50 scratch-off, $1 million apiece.
Winner!
I don't know if they took the cash option or not. I ain't read that far. But one person name was George Slitz, and the other one name was Idemis Muriel.
Say it.
And
just let it roll off.
They both were the winners of the on that $50 scratch off, and they won $1 million. Each one of them won $1 million. So those are my winners this week. Because I too want to join the circle of winners in the Florida $50 scratch off race.
All right, man. My winners, man, we'll keep it in Florida, man. These four guys around the Tampa area, they came up with some software to hack the gas pumps, and they was getting gas gallons on the pennies for a gallon.
Winner.
And the only reason why they got caught up, somebody was trying to fill up a motherfucking diesel truck like a goddamn. They was basically emptying out the motherfucking pumps.
Doing too damn much.
But listen, these men are locked up. I want to say free them boys, free them. They got to go. They got to get out. Free these boys. You know what I'm saying? They were doing the Lord's work, man, helping people out, man. Yes. People need gas. Robin Hood for gas. Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So shout out to them. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, my loser this week is, I guess his name is Theophilus London.
Loser.
He's supposed to be a Trinidad rapper. And he apparently went on some platform and told D.L. Hughley that he demanded D.L. Hughley to apologize to Kanye West.
Thelonious, something like that.
I guess, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's spelled T-H-E-O-P-H-I-L-U-S.
MC?
That's how it's spelled on the website.
Oh.
So however you say that.
Oh.
London.
Theo. We just called this nigga Theo.
Theo. But you my loser because, first of all, Kanye West grown. You don't have to go on a limb to holler and tell another nigga.
He ran up on DL and Nobu.
Yes.
He was with his wife and his mom or some shit.
Looking real stupid.
Hey, then like he followed a man coming out the bathroom and, hey, these niggas go too far for clout. Like, yeah. DL old school now. You better be like, yeah. DL might be at the age where he cut your ass. Exactly. He got a knife in his pocket,
and
a blade.
Is because, you know, niggas is old and ain't nobody playing with y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna cut you long and deep. Young man, y'all better keep telling these young niggas, y'all better leave the old niggas alone, bro.
If you ain't came ready.
They from a different school. Like, they don't understand certain language, you know what I'm saying? They just go ahead and get it over with quick. Nigga, knife your ass and keep it moving.
I ain't got time to be rustling with you.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all better leave that nigga alone. My loser is, they canceled the Maury Show after like 3 decades on air. No more paternity tests.
All my life.
Yes. No more lie detector tests. No more.
So we can't go on now.
No, we can't. Somebody got threatened to be on Mari, but, you know, some other show, Jerry Springer, Steve Wilkos, but shout out to them. But yes, man, Mari show was off the air 3 decades. God damn, man. Connie, you got your man coming back home now. He ain't gonna know how to act. God damn. Well, it's that time of show, Queen Germ. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T. Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stack, Static, MJ Money 9S, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Sleazy Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Nanita, let me see, who else we got? 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Pod. We got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. We got Dr. Cam, Disrespectful Motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis. I'm something else. The Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Pork L. Cool Out Corner. That's the Black Pod Squad. Shout out to everybody over there at site, Fuck With The Kid, Doc Claw, and all the gang. Shout out to all the other podcasts. Fuck With Us, Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast, Big Smash, Bet The House, WV Uncommon Place, We Need To Talk, Conversations With Lamp, Unpopular Opinion, Mama Life Plus 3, Life Unplugged, Mind Triggers, Wine Time, any other podcast to fuck with us, long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Oh, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, can't forget about them. But yeah, that's it. All my shout outs done. If I forget you, don't blame me, blame Queen Germ.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Well, Queen Germ, let's go ahead and rate your show because like you got to go. Your headphones falling off your face.
Yeah.
You're looking like
because I ain't got no hair to hold them up there.
Oh, wow.
That's why. So it ain't that I got to go.
Why don't you just turn it up there? You
know? I could, but it's almost over. It's all good.
I got you. Yeah. So it's time to rate your show.
So back to the business at hand. Mm-hmm. You know, we got 2 more shows whenever we choose to do them.
Whenever.
To go to this 500.
Yes.
I done gone out here on a limb.
On a limb.
Said I'm going to order 3 shirts.
3 shirts.
Draw some names. Get some people.
How you going to determine who gets these shirts?
It's going to have to be some people who leave us a voicemail.
Oh, the people that leave a voicemail. Yeah. So if you leave a voicemail, you're eligible.
Get put in the drawing.
You get put in the drawing for a shirt.
Yeah.
Damn. And you got the, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so then we can get
so
you
if you're shirt. In the, so if you leave a comment, if you leave a voicemail, you are in the drawing for a shirt, a 500 shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
The exclusive shit.
And then King Germ's matching her 3-1. So that's 4.
Yeah, 4 shirts.
That's 4 people right there that's eligible for a shirt. Man.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So since it is what it is, niggas don't like me now because I'm giving them, I guess, a little Wakanda look. I don't know. that's what the niggas looking at me like.
Cool.
You.
I'm looking at you like that. Yeah. I look at you the same way. You're still beautiful in my eyes, regardless.
I am.
You are not your hair.
When I tell you.
You are not your hair.
I see my face a whole lot more. I think I look better with the hair.
Oh, you think so?
I know I do. Okay,
as long as you listen, that's what matters is your happiness.
And I done bought me some new earrings, too.
Oh,
so you know,
Lord.
I
bought you some all-natural earrings. You never wore them.
I did.
Oh, you
did? The huge earrings that said fly. I've worn them several times. I even have pictures with them on. Okay. I wore them one birthday. that you did buy them, and then I wore them at least 3 times afterwards.
Okay.
But nonetheless, you wanted me to rate my show.
Yes.
As I should, this show's a 9.
Well, I'm going to get a show of 2, because that's what the Duke Blue Devils are ranked. But they're the 2 seed, and we're on our way to, I think, Philadelphia. I don't know.
That's what it is. Philadelphia for the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. So, yes. So, 2. Let's bring it home. 2 more games we got to win to get to the Final Four, Devils.
Come on.
2
let's
more
do
we
got to
do it for Coach K.
Coach K.
We got to do it for K. Got to. So, yeah, my number's 2.
All right. Sound good to me.
Well, we did the ratings. We did our shout-outs. It's time to let the people know. Don't forget to rate, download, subscribe to Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon where you join for as little as a dollar. Don't forget to call the voicemail so you can get a shirt, bitch.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. Call in, leave a voicemail, be entered into the drawing for a shirt for the 500 show. Who else on their 500 show is giving away shit?
Exactly.
Giving away shit.
Giving it away.
Giving it away. Just because y'all are fucking listeners. Y'all
do the shit for us. We do
yes,
the shit for y'all.
Yes. So far, it's up to 4. Be easy. You know what I'm saying?
We might throw a couple more.
We might throw a couple in from Be Easy. You know what I'm saying? So if we get them numbers up, Be Easy, you know, we could get purchasing to approve more shirts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So purchasing might match us. You know what I'm saying? So if we say 4, purchasing might say, okay, we'll do 4. Then that's 8. So the more callers, but we got to get the numbers up. We got to get the numbers up or Be Easy is not going to approve. The lower the numbers, the lower the chances of Be Easy approving things. Yeah. He's tight with the money.
It's 4 people who leave a message, then we already know 4 people, everybody getting a shirt.
And you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So you better, you know, the odds in your favor. But you never know. I won't tell you.
You never know.
We got some time before the 500 show.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you can only call once. Can't call 5 times.
I mean, you can call 5 times, but your name can't go in but one.
Yeah,
you
only get 1.
You know.
And we only gonna use it. We still gonna retain all the messages that you send.
Yeah.
And we use them at a later date. You never know.
If you like it, if you know, mm-hmm. we want to use it. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
500. I'm looking forward to. Now that's gonna be exciting.
Yes. So that's gonna be dope. And it's okay to celebrate your milestones, people. I mean, don't be celebrating episode 10 and shit like that. Like nah. Got at least celebrate 50, 25, 50, 100. Then it's just the hundreds from then on. 50, 100, 200, 300. You know what I mean? But
celebrate it.
But I mean, big celebrate on the big milestones.
You gotta get there.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're chugging along, man.
Yeah, we're chugging along, and I'm loving it. Thank you for bringing me along on the ride.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Learned so much about you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we can talk through our differences through this. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know, I enjoy the banter. People seem to enjoy the banter, so we're just gonna keep it going. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And it's the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com